This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The consumer data company ChoicePoint says it will notify more than 100,000 people that their personal data may have been stolen. Here to explain how this could happen is Mark Rash. He used to head the computer unit at the Department of Justice. He now runs a computer security consulting company called Solutionary, and that helps companies deal with issues around security and hacking. And Mr. Rash, tell us briefly what happened at ChoicePoint.
Well, apparently a bunch of computer hackers were able to obtain false identities, and from those false identities, open accounts with ChoicePoint. Then, like any other account holder, they were able to access the records of hundreds of thousands of ordinary Americans, which ChoicePoint keeps in their database.
And then do we know what they did with that information?
Well, we know that at least 700 of them have had their addresses changed through the post office so that when people would apply for credit cards, instead of the credit card application showing up at their home address, it would show up at a post office box that these people had opened.
You know, that actually happened to someone that I know here in California. And the hacker was able to rack up $40,000, $50,000 worth of credit.
There's a difference here between what we call identity fraud and identity theft. With identity fraud, you're trying to get somebody else's credit card so that you can apply for credit in their name. Identity theft is a much harder problem to deal with because identity theft, you want to become that person. So you can get a mortgage, you can get a whole identity based on the personal information you're able to get about that person.
Is this what happened here then?
We don't know. The kind of data that the people were able to access through ChoicePoint is the kind of data you could use to become somebody else.
How common is this?
Identity fraud and identity theft is a huge problem. And if you're going to commit identity fraud or identity theft, the places you want to go after are places like ChoicePoint. These are data aggregators. They have every bit of information about you. They have your driver's license information, your social security number, your credit information, your criminal history information, your employment history information, even things like drug tests and the like. So anything that anybody could use to validate who you are, they're going to have. So they're going to know the answers to every question somebody's going to ask to try to validate who you are.
Well, I imagine this is going to spur calls from privacy advocates to rein in the power that these large corporations have.
There really needs to be some national legislation that says, look, if you're the victim of a break-in or a fraud where somebody gets personally identifiable information that you're holding, you have to tell people and you have to help them fix the problem. So one of the things that has to happen now is all these people who don't even know that they're going to become victims of identity fraud have got to go call the credit reporting agencies and say, hey, let me know if there's unusual credit activity so that I know that I've become a victim.
How is it possible from a hacking point of view to get into one of these companies? I imagine they have very sophisticated security measures in place to prevent your ordinary run-of-the-mill hacker from gaining this information.
Well, in the first place, you don't even need to hack in. These businesses are in the business of selling this kind of data. So all you have to do is to establish an account with them using false credentials, in this case, a false business licenses, and they'll open an account. And as long as you pay them for the access, they'll give you access to this information. So part of the problem is the validation process they use for ordinary account opening. But the other problem is that the data itself travels from place to place. So there are so many points and opportunities for you to break in, both through computer security, corrupting employees, establishing fictitious accounts, looking at the places where the data ends up, how the data gets in. There's just literally hundreds of opportunities to break in and steal aggregated data.
So you're saying that if I call up ChoicePoint and say that I run a business, then I can get information from people
there? That's exactly right. I mean, this is how businesses go about doing pre-employment validations. They come in, they say, I'm a business, I'm thinking about hiring this particular employee. I open an account with you, I give you money to ChoicePoint, and I say, tell me everything you know about this particular employee. Now, it's very difficult for them to go about and validate that you are an actual legitimate business.
That seems incredible in the age where now credit card companies and banks at least try to put in some safeguards in terms of preserving your identity.
They're trying to preserve your identity but there's a whole marketplace for selling this information. And ChoicePoint makes money, like other data aggregators, in selling access to your personal information. And so they have a business reason to want to make sure that the information gets out to as many paying customers as possible.
So how can consumers protect themselves?
Well, there's not much you can do as long as you lead a life, because you're, even if you're never online at all and don't buy anything online ever, there's a record of your activities, your purchases, your credit history, your employment history, and all of that information is then held by these data aggregators. You're only as secure as however secure they, their policies, their procedures, their techniques, and their computer security is.
And I guess there's no way you could call up one of these companies like ChoicePoint and say, I don't want you to have any of my information.
That's right. You don't have a choice to opt into these type of databases. It just exists. Now, you could call ChoicePoint, and I think you should, and write to them and say, hey, I want to know, was my personal information accessed as a result of this fraud and scheme? And the other thing you really need to do is go back to each of the credit reporting agencies and say, I want to know what my credit history is. I want a copy of my credit report, and I want to put myself on the credit fraud watch lists.
Mark Rasch is the Senior Vice President and Chief Security Counsel of a company called Solutionary. It's a security consulting company. And thank you, Mark Rasch, for joining us.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Day to Day, looking for another sport to replace the canceled hockey season? How about professional eating? Our sports brothers Randy and Jason Sklar head to Venice Beach to see the country's biggest eaters flex their stomachs and their minds.
I use strategy. I made a few grilled cheese sandwiches, you know, a couple of days ago, and I just like looked at them, talked to them, just to try to find out what's the quickest way to eat them. You know,
what do you say to it? It's a grilled cheese sandwich sitting right in front of you. Are you, do you taunt the crust, or where do you go with psychologically?
I treat it like an interrogation session. I go, what's the quickest way to eat you?
That's Eric Badlands Booker. World-class eaters like Badlands, Cookie Jarvis, and Jalapeno Jed Donahue were looking to outgorge their nemesis, bantamweight Sonia Thomas, otherwise known as the Black Widow. That's tomorrow on Day to Day.